John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
If you ever wondered what it would be like spending time with Bert Kreischer, he's got a new show that will definitely change your mind on wanting to spend time with Bert Kreischer. It's on Netflix. It's called The Cabin with Bert Kreischer. And believe it or not, I said Bert Kreischer that many times because he's on the phone. Hey, Bert.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Oh, boy. You sound like you've been through the ringer.
Bro, dude, I am on tour right now doing drive-in movie theaters, and we were in Dallas. And the first show was fine. It was beautiful. It was like 70 degrees. Gorgeous, little breeze in the air, no bugs on stage. And then the next show, the temperature dropped down to 45 degrees. I have no idea where. And I'm literally got sick because I'm shirtless on stage. And all of a sudden, I am freezing my ass off going like, okay, guys, who wants to hear the machine shortened?
You could have said to them, damn, it's cold. Let me put on a shirt or something, right? Because don't you usually come out on stage with the shirt on and then take it off in front of them?
Yeah, I come home with this shirt on, rip it off, and then, and trust me, we spent the entire night last night trying to think of workarounds. I'm literally just shy of wearing a cape on stage because I have a show in Chicago and it's supposed to be 25. Oh my
God. Are you contractually obligated to get naked? Because I was watching The Cabin and it doesn't end on TV either.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something. That is edited nudity. There was so much nudity on that show that was just aggressive. I mean, full frontal male nudity, and not like, you know when people make jokes like, oh yeah, I'm not well endowed,
right?
And you laugh, right?
Right.
This was the kind where you'd see it and you'd be like, I feel bad for his wife. And I was like, those are going to go viral. It's me just staring Miss Pat in the eyes, totally naked. We, at one point, I was talking to one of the camera operators or camera assistant. It was a woman. And I'm naked. I'm naked talking to her. And I said, so when you signed up for this, did you have to sign a waiver about the nudity, you know, what with the Me Too thing goes on? And real quick, she just snaps and goes, I was told this was Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
You're getting coffee enemas.
Yeah, and I was like, well, we should just call this show Comedians in a Cabin Getting Canceled, because that's what we do.
It really is, and I said this in the opening, it really is what it's like hanging out with you if you are left to yourself. Obviously, your wife, although she's part of the show, she's not there, and therefore, you're just going to be Bert.
It is exactly what it's like hanging out with me. Let me tell you something. You put me in a cabin, and you get exactly what you watch on Netflix. I am naked half the time. I am drunk half the time. I'm high a third of the time. I mean, I literally brought my funniest friends there to hang out with me, and that's what it is. I mean, I think the show's great because you've just untethered guys like Tom Skerritt, Joey Diaz, Donnell Rollins, Bobby Lee, Nikki Glaser, Anthony Anderson, Deion Cole, Big J Okerson, and you just let them go and let them be funny, and that's all that the show is. It's just comedians excelling at what they do.
Well, it's not Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. In your case, it's Comedians in Cars Getting Really High.
Yeah.
Dave Brody, I don't know if you guys saw it yet, but in the first episode, he brings in a hand-rolling cigar expert.
Yeah, I was jealous of this one.
Makes them cigars, yep. And then takes one leaf and fills it with pot.
Like an ounce.
Half an ounce of clean pot, and then they roll that, and then they all get in a hot tub together and they're smoking it. I'm surprised you three didn't drown.
I was so high the trees were talking to me that night. I'd start a story and the trees would go, shh. Yeah, Joey Diaz smoked a misdemeanor's worth of that joint, by the way.
Now, when does, I know in one of the episodes, because I've only seen the first three. I haven't seen the next two yet. So when does Isla show up?
I don't know. They called one day concerned because they hadn't heard from me. And they looked, they're like, where are you? And I was like, I'm somewhere else. I'm not at home. And they're like, and Isla very candidly goes, are you in rehab? I'm like, no, baby, I'm in Malibu. Close enough, though.
The people who show up are amazing. Are absolutely amazing. One of my favorite people on the planet, Ms. Pat, right, is there with you. As we said, Tom Segura and Joey Diaz. Caitlyn Jenner, which that in itself was an experience.
Bert, can you explain something about Caitlyn Jenner? I noticed her beautiful nails, but in a shot where she's talking to your dad on the phone, it looks like she's missing a thumbnail.
It does look like. I saw that, too. That's so crazy.
Was that an accident you didn't hear?
Let's not forget that, you know, Caitlin's had a very interesting past, and so, you know, at one point she was an elite athlete who won the Olympics, so, I mean, I don't know.
I didn't know if there were, that was like footage that got left on the floor or something happened.
Oh, no, no, no. Okay. I mean, I just think that sometimes people lose nails when they live complicated lives.
So what's next?
For me, the Machine movie, we shoot that in March in Prague.
Oh, my. So the whole story of how you became the Machine is going to be a movie?
No, it's a little different. We've this is what I've learned, and I learned this in shooting The Cabin, is that if you give people a little bit of what they expect and a little bit of what they don't expect, you get something good, mm-hmm. right? So, like, people, I think when I got a series, I think people were delighted in the fact that I included all the people they love that have been on my podcast or that I've hung out with.
Right.
And so I think people were like, oh, cool, Segura's on it, Joey Diaz, this is great, Miss Pat. And then if you give them the unexpected, then they're like, oh, this isn't what I thought it was going to be, this is great. So with the Machine movie, we have done that also. We are telling the Machine story, but we're telling it through a workaround of a different story that I think people are going to really love.
Okay.
So let's just say I'm doing a cycle of steroids in December, and I will be getting ripped, like Kumail Nanjiani ripped for this movie, because that's how different it is.
Well, Bert's new show, the new Netflix show, The Cabin, with Bert Kreischer, you had to work your name in there twice, huh?
So they figured if it wasn't in enough that people would think it was a horror movie.
The Cabin with Bert Kreischer is available now. I'm telling you, folks, you're absolutely going to love it. It is so much fun, and it really is what it's like hanging out with Bert Kreischer. Bert, best of luck to you. We will hear from you sometime in the future. Call us from Prague, you know. But you know,
I will.
You could do it late in the afternoon when you're awake, and we'll be just getting up.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. I'll be calling in from Prague in 3 months.
All right. We'll talk to you then.
Love you guys.
The John DeBella Show.
Hello, police. I'd like to report a buzzkill in progress.
Philadelphia's classic rock. 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.